Box.
And welcome back here on Let's Get Local on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We're going to turn our attention over to a big event coming up here shortly in our community, around our community, around the world, actually. You can participate. And it's the Big Share with Community Shares of Wisconsin. And we are going to bring in our guests now as we are joined by three wonderful representatives here taking place in this or taking part in it. And it's Sherry Dubiel of Community Shares of Wisconsin, the executive director. We have Susan Gettert of 1000 Friends of Wisconsin and Megan of REAP Food Group joining us here all on today's program. Thank you for taking the time to tell us all about your organizations and the Big Share, everybody. Sherry, how are you? We'll start with you.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm always happy to be here on the Devil's Advocate Radio with you, Jason. So the Big Share is coming up Tuesday, March 1st. We're kicking off on Monday, February 28th at 6 p.m. with Drag Queen Bingo again. And most activities are taking place online this year again, mostly virtual events. And the Big Share, for those who don't know, is a big online giving day to raise funds for 70 different nonprofits focused on social and environmental justice. And so a great list of organizations, including a couple of folks we have here with us today.
Let's go around the horn here a little bit. Use a baseball term. Sorry about that. We'll go to Susan from 1000 Friends and allow her to tell you a little bit about herself and her organization.
Thanks, Jason. It's really great to be here with you and Sherry and Megan this morning. I'm here on behalf of 1000 Friends of Wisconsin. So if your listeners haven't heard of us, we are an organization that's been around since 1996. We're a nonprofit that does land use and transportation planning. And we are currently in our 25th year, so we're celebrating our 25th year anniversary. But really, we are really focused on smart community planning so that people have good places to live and that the environment is preserved. And we're just really committed to promoting equity in that way.
And on top of that, the most efficient web address of anyone, it's 1kfriends.org. Very simple and concise. Well done on that front. Megan is on the phone with us today. Megan, how are you?
I am doing great, Jason. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about REAP Food Group.
Awesome. I would love to. So I'm Megan Salcedo. I'm a development director at REAP Food Group, and we are an organization based in Madison. And our mission is to improve community economies and lives through the power of good food. And our overarching goal of the organization is to build a vibrant and just food system that in our community that's vibrant and just for all people. And we have a couple of different programs. We do farm to school work, where we partner with the Madison Metropolitan School District. We do a farm to business program, where we publish an annual catalog called the Farm Fresh Atlas of Southern Wisconsin. And then we also have farm to community programs.
I love the collaboration, and I love the missions here of both these organizations, because what they are talking about is community, which brings us back to Community Shares and Sherry Dubiel. So Sherry, we jumped into a little bit about the Big Share coming up. Tell people briefly Community Shares, what the mission, the organization, what it's all about. And then let's tell people about the event coming up here and how it's going to impact so many local organizations.
Sure. So Community Shares of Wisconsin, we actually celebrated our 50th anniversary last year. And we've been around Madison raising funds for social justice since 1971. And we were originally founded by a group of students that raised money to bail folks out of jail who were protesting the Vietnam War. And so we have a long activist history. And those students then decided to convert the extra funds they had left over to support nonprofits in town who had similar values and missions. And so since then, Community Shares has been raising money for a number of different groups throughout the years. We currently have about 70 member nonprofits, including groups from including Thousand Friends of Wisconsin, REAP Food Group. We have groups like the ACLU and Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, the Rape Crisis Center, and Urban Triage is one of our newer groups, Freedom Inc. So a lot of groups that are working on issues that are the most important to a lot of folks here in Madison. And so the Big Share is just one way that we raise money every year. And it's an online giving day that takes place on Tuesday, March 1st. And it is a great opportunity for folks to demonstrate their support of these issues, social and environmental justice issues. It's an online giving day specifically focused on this issue. There are other online giving days, but this is unique in that it's focused on these issues. And you can go to thebigshare.org. You can start giving now, but the main activities take place on Tuesday, March 1st, including... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and as you mentioned, kicking it off with drag bingo the day before.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The night before, we're kicking it off with drag queen bingo again, which was a lot of fun last year. And all the activities we have are no charge. So you can sign up for drag queen bingo and we'll send you a bingo card and there's prizes. But the other thing that takes place for folks outside of donating and sharing information on social media is we have a day-long live stream that you can access at thebigshare.org. And the live stream last year was our first year. This year we're ramping things up a bit and adding more entertainment and more educational conversations with our member groups. And we just confirmed on Friday that we're closing out the night with a live performance from the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Band. And that's going to be streaming live from 8 until 9. That's taking place at the Dark Horse Art Bar. But it is all live streamed. I know probably a lot of folks still don't want to necessarily go to a bar. But if you do, it is going to be open as well. And you can stop by and say hello. But we're very excited to end the night with such great music and dancing and just a great vibe for the day.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. What a great way to finish off kind of some of the activities of the day. And of course, the giving can continue beyond that, as you said before, and we talked about before in other formats too, Sherry, about how people can give, till technically that end of that week, right? The same week.
That's
this is
correct.
Tuesday, March 1st, but.
Yeah. We like to make sure we leave the portal open in case not everybody's following social media the way that I do. You might check a couple times a week and you might not get your Big Share notices until a little later. So we want to make sure that if somebody's seeing a notice for the first time a couple days later, they still get to participate. We call it the next day and we give a final number the next day, but we still definitely keep raising money. And another thing that's really cool and fun about the day is we have a lot of cash prizes that are sponsored by our friends in the corporate community. And those are a great incentive for our members to create some urgency and encourage donors to give during particular hours. And then they in kind are awarded with $1,000 for the group that raises the most money and $1,000 for the group that has the most donors during those sponsored hours. And so you can see the list of power hour, the schedule of power hours on thebigshare.org if you want to try to help out your favorite nonprofits. And it's fun because a lot of people just are giving all day long. I know I'm guilty of that, but I'll give $5 here, $5 there. And that's one of the great things about the Big Share too, is part of the spirit of Community Shares is our grassroots fundraising nature. And so the entry point to the Big Share is $5. And so you can make a $5 donation at bigshare.org at any time to any of our member groups, or a donation to Community Shares of Wisconsin supports all of the groups. So it's a great opportunity for folks to support social and environmental justice causes. Other ways that we raise money in the community are the CHIP program at the Willie Street Co-op. When they ask you to CHIP, that supports Community Shares and all of our member groups. Also through workplace giving programs, we have a number of great generous businesses that, including our public employee campaigns, that are especially generous and kind and include us in their workplace giving campaigns. So there's a lot of ways to support Community Shares member groups, and the Big Share is just one, but it's probably one of the easiest. And so we definitely encourage folks to log on to thebigshare.org and follow us on social media.
The power of participation is key for this event, no doubt. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Susan and Megan about what this event means to their organizations and maybe some special plans they have. They might reveal some to us. We'll find out more in just a minute here on Let's Get Local. Be back in just a minute.